The Mirrored Grave. Lou. In the middle of the catacombs, I found the Tremblay family tomb. Never before had I hoped I was wrong as fervently as I did now, and never before had I felt so sick. As with the other tombs, skulls lined the shelves here, marking each ancestor's final resting place. It was a custom I'd never understood. Witches didn't decapitate their dead. Did one remove the deceased's head before or after decomposition? Or did they do it during the embalming process? And for that matter, who was responsible for doing it in the first place? Surely not the family. My stomach churned at the thought of sawing through a loved one's bones, and I decided I didn't want to know the answers after all. My steps grew heavier, leaden, the farther I crept into the room, until finally, I found her name carved into a pretty rosewood casket. Philippa Alouette Tremblay, beloved daughter and sister. Celie, are you in there? There was no answer. At least Philippa's skull hadn't yet been displayed. Muscles straining, I pried at the casket's lid, but it didn't budge. After several moments of struggling in vain, I panted, I don't know if you can hear me, and I really hope you're not in there, in which case I apologize profusely to your sister, but this isn't working. The damn thing is too heavy. I'll have to magic you out. A rock skittered across the ground behind me, and I whirled, hands lifted. Ansel? Mouth falling open, I dropped my hands. What are you doing here? How did you find me? He took in the skulls with wide eyes. When the others left, I tried the trapdoor again. I had a hunch. He gave me a tentative smile. After what happened with Coco, I knew you'd try to be more careful with your magic, with the patterns you could safely maintain, and sealing the door against just Reed. It seemed simpler than sealing it against everyone else or sealing it permanently. I was right. When it opened, I followed the first tunnel. It led me straight here. That's impossible. I stared at him incredulously. That tunnel is a dead end. You must have gotten turned around in the dark. Where are the others? They went to a cemetery entrance. A cemetery entrance? Instinctively, I released the pattern keeping hold of my heart, and all the love I felt for Reed, all the despair, all the panic, surged through me in a disorienting wave. I stumbled slightly under its magnitude. Shit! Did Reed... He shrugged helplessly. I don't know. He told me to stay behind, but I couldn't. I had to help you somehow. Please don't be mad. Mad? I'm not. A sudden, terrible thought caught my throat in its fist. No. I shook my head, reeling at the complete absurdity of it, choking with laughter. To him, to myself, I said, no, 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 I'm not mad. No, 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 my thoughts echoed, repeating the word like a talisman. Pasting on a bright smile, I looped my elbow through his and tugged him to my side. There's absolutely nothing to worry about. I just think, under the circumstances, Reed might have been right. It'd be better if he returned to the tavern and waited. He pulled away, eyes flashing with hurt. It's almost midnight, and you haven't found Celie. I can help. Actually, I might have found her. Where is she? He glanced at the skulls and caskets, anxiety creasing his brow. Is she alive? I think so, but I'm having a little trouble. Whatever it is, I can help. No, I think it's better if you... What's the problem? His voice rose. Do you not think I can do it? You know that's not what I... Then what is it? I can help. I want to help. I know you do, but I'm not a child, Lou. And I'm sick and tired of everyone treating me like one. I'm almost 17. That's a year older than you were when you saved the kingdom. When I fled, I said sharply, losing my patience. Ansel, I fled. And now I'm asking you to do the same. Why? He exploded, throwing his hands in the air. Color bloomed on his cheeks, and his eyes burned over bright. You once told me I'm not worthless, but I still don't believe you. I can't fight. I can't cast enchantments. Let me prove I can do something. I swore loudly. How many times do I have to tell you, Ansel? You don't need to prove anything to me. Then let me prove it to myself. Voice breaking on the word, he cringed and dropped his gaze, stared dejectedly at his fists. Please. My heart broke at the sight of him. He thought he was worthless. No, he believed it, deep down in his bones, and I... I could do nothing about it, not now, not with his life at stake. Perhaps he wasn't worth much to the world, to himself, but to me, he was precious beyond value. If there was even a chance. A man close to your heart will die. I loathed myself for what I was about to do. You're right, Ansel. My voice hardened. If I told him the truth, he would balk. He'd refuse to leave. I needed to hurt him badly enough that he wouldn't, couldn't stay. I nodded and crossed my arms. You want me to say it? You're right. You wreck everything you touch. You can't even walk without stumbling, let alone wield a sword. You can't talk to a woman without blushing, so how could you save one? Honestly, it's tragic how helpless you are. With each word, he crumbled more, tears sparkling in his eyes, but I wasn't finished. You say you're not a child, Ansel, but you are. You are. It's like you're a little boy playing pretend, dressing up with our coats and boots. We've let you tag along for laughs, but now the time for games is done. A woman's life is in danger. My life is in danger. We can't afford for you to mess this up. I'm sorry. Face ashen, he said nothing. Now, I said, forcing myself to continue, to breathe. You're going to turn around and march back up the tunnel. You're going to return to the tavern, and you're going to hide in your room until it's safe. Do you understand? He stared at me, pressing his lips together to stop their trembling. No. No, you don't understand? No. He stood a little taller, wiping an errant tear from his cheek. I will not. Excuse me? I said no, I will. My eyes narrowed. I heard what you said. I'm giving you a chance to reconsider. What are you going to do? He laughed scornfully, and the sound was so sad, so unnatural, it cut me at my core. Freeze my heart? Shatter my bones? Make me forget I ever knew you? I brushed the rosewood with my fingertips, deliberating. This magic would hurt us both, but at least he'd be hurt and alive. If you make me. We stared at each other, him looking fiercer than I'd ever seen him, until something thumped beside us. We turned to look at Philippa's coffin, and I closed my eyes in shame. I'd forgotten about Celie. Is someone... Ansel's lips parted on a horrified breath. Is Celie in there? Alive? Yes, I whispered, the fight leaving me abruptly. Coco had said her visions were rarely what they seemed. Perhaps this one could still play out differently. The future was fickle. If I sent him away, he could meet his death in the tunnels instead. At my side, perhaps I could protect him somehow. Stay close to me, Ansel. Between the two of us, we managed to slide Philippa's coffin to the floor. Opening the lid was another story. It took magic to unseal it. But I knew all about breaking locks, however, and fortunately for me, I'd just broken a relationship. Another round in Morgan's game. The lid opened easily after that. When we saw Celie lying unconscious among her sister's remains, Ansel promptly vomited up the contents of his stomach. I nearly joined him, pressing a fist to my mouth to stem the bile. Philippa's corpse had not yet fully decomposed, and her rotted flesh oozed against Celie's skin. And the smell, it... I vomited on Monique Priscille Tremblay's skull. She'll never recover from this, I said, wiping my mouth on my sleeve. This is sick, even for Morgane. At the sound of my voice, Celie lurched upright at the waist, her eyes snapping open. Tears spilled down her cheeks as she turned to stare at me. Celie, I breathed, dropping down beside her. I am so sorry. You found me. I wiped the slime from her face and hair the best I could. Of course I did. I didn't think you'd come. I've been down here for weeks. Though she shivered violently, she didn't rise from the coffin. I slipped my cloak around her shoulders. She visited me sometimes, taunted me, said that I'd die here, said Reed had forgotten about me.
Shh, you're safe now. Reed is the one who sent me. We'll get you out of here, and
I can't leave.
She sobbed harder when Ansel and I tried to lift her, but her body remained firmly in the coffin. We tugged harder. She didn't budge.
I can't move, not unless I take you
to her. She enchanted me.
I smelled it then, the magic, almost indiscernible beneath the stench of decay.
If I don't, I'll have to stay here with Philippa.
A keening wail rose from her throat, and I hugged her closer, wishing desperately Reed were here. He'd know what to do. He'd know how to comfort her. No. I slammed the door shut on the thought. I hoped Reed wasn't here, though I couldn't lock Ansel away, not alone in the catacombs with only Philippa's corpse for company. I could still prevent Reed from finding us, from following us to Morgane. In my mind, if I kept them separate, he'd be fine. I could still pray Coco's vision had been wrong, and everyone would survive the night. Can you stand at all? I asked.
I don't think so.
Can you try? Ansel and I will help you. She cringed away as if just realizing I'd been touching her.
No, you took Reed from me. She told me you enchanted him.
I tried to remain calm. This wasn't Celie's fault. It was Morgane's. If I knew my mother at all, everything she told Celie in their time together had been a lie. Once Celie's shock wore off, it'd be impossible to persuade her into leaving with me. I was the enemy. I was the witch who'd stolen Reed's heart. We can't sit on this floor forever, Celie. Eventually, we have to move.
Where's Reed?
Her breathing hitched once more, and she looked around wildly.
Where is he? I want Reed.
I can take you to him, I said patiently, motioning for Ansel to join me on the floor. She'd started keening again, rocking back and forth and clutching her face. But I need you to step out of the coffin. As predicted, her wailing ceased when she spotted Ansel through her fingers.
You,
she whispered, clutching the edge of the casket.
I saw you in the tower. You're an initiate.
Thank God Ansel had enough sense to lie. Yes, he said smoothly, taking her hand. I am, and I need you to trust me. I won't let anyone harm you, Celie, especially a witch. She leaned closer.
You don't understand. I can feel her magic pulling at me right here.
She tapped her chest, the movement fitful, frantic. Blood caked beneath her fingernails, as if she'd tried to scratch her way through the rosewood.
If I get up, I won't have a choice. She's waiting for us.
Can you break the enchantment? Ansel asked me. It doesn't work like that. I don't know how Reed did it at Modranid, but it must have taken extraordinary focus, maybe a powerful surge of emotion while Morgane was distracted. And right now, I can't. Faint voices echoed down the tunnel. Though I couldn't discern the words, the cadences, it wouldn't do for anyone to find us here, especially Reed. Get up, I snapped to Celie. Get up and take us to Morgane before this night goes to complete hell. When she stared, dumbfounded at my sudden outburst, I tugged fiercely on her hand. It was no use. I couldn't break this bind. Celie would have to choose to rise herself. Which she did, after I grabbed her face and hissed, If you don't get up, Reed will die.